Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Monday, good Monday, good Monday. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Selena and Michelle Show. It's your girl, Selena and Michelle. And we have a very special guest coming up today on the Selena and Michelle Show. And that will be Jay Freed, the Rebel. He'll be tuning in here in a little bit, which I already know how I do. Before we jump into the guest, we got to play some things. So we'll be back in a little bit. Y'all rock out.
Hey, it's King J Tizzle from the 214 live on the Selena and Michelle Show. You did.
J Tizzle, man. Hold up. You know what's up. Shit. I'm on the air, it's real shit. I want a bag, that's real shit. I'm on the air, that's real shit. I want a bag, that's real shit. Look, I'm on the air, that's some real shit. I'm off some trill shit, delete some fighters, hit the kill switch, I'm something to deal with. I want a bag, that's some real shit. I'm off some trill shit, me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. I'm on the air, that's some real shit. I'm off some trill shit, delete some fighters, hit the kill switch, I'm something to deal with. I want a bag, that's some real shit. I'm off some trill shit, me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. Fuck a hat, I want the whole thing. Bring me out my chain. I've been eating shit, I can't complain. I've been up in my lane. Shit, do the math, running up the cake, making sure we straight. If I eat, then everybody ate, so don't fill up your plate. I'm on their ass, yeah, my squad together. Plus, we bought that cheddar, birds of a feather. Always flock together, so we fly wherever. Straight cash, yeah, I'm on it, nigga, cause I want it, nigga. If you need a hot seat, you gotta put that sizzle on it, nigga. Yeah, you know I scratch, you know I'm by my specs. I get it in and get it gone and run it up and double back. It's straight like that. Hit the kill switch, I'm on some ill shit. I don't conversate if it ain't on some dollar bill shit. Run it back, where your homies at? Mine got my back. We gon' ride it till the wheels fall off, but ain't gon' flat. And that's OG, yeah, my grind tight. Plus my mind right. You can see me shining like another star in limelight. I'm on the air, that's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Delete some fighters, hit the kill switch, I'm something to deal with. I want a bag, that's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. I'm on the air, that's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Delete some fighters, hit the kill switch, I'm something to deal with. I want a bag, that's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. I need a bag, send direct deposit. What you need, I got it. Capital One, still what's in your wallet. Bet might not be poppin'. Straight 100, run that checker. up, nigga. I won't let up, nigga. Keep my head up in my chest, out, nigga. Run that bread up, nigga. With no foul, nigga. Fuck the laws, a pistol in my drawers. I'ma slide no matter what the cause. If I don't fuck with y'all, that's on my dog. We gon' bring that pressure, hot like summer weather. All shit, get your shit together. I am with whatever. That's on the tray. Yeah, okay, KK. Just know I don't play. I get it in each and every day. Just stay up out my way. They at my door. That's another day and another day. Phone ringing. That's another place on another place. I'm on the edge. That's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Delete some fakers. Hit the kill switch. I'm something to deal with. I want a bag. That's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. I'm on the edge. That's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Delete some fakers. Hit the kill switch. I'm something to deal with. I want a bag. That's some real shit. I'm on some trill shit. Me and my squad is something to deal with. I bet they feel it. I'm on the air, that's real shit. I want a bag, that's real shit. I'm on the air, that's real shit. I want a bag, that's real shit. Look.
Anybody can smash a thought, smash a thought. Take a real man, take a real big love to his queen, big love to his queen, big love. Oh God, I love you, baby. I love you.
King up, cook it.
There's a twinkle in your eyes when I slip inside. Girl, I love the way your body feels, so I'ma take you down for real.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Get ready for this ride,
yeah, yeah.
Baby girl, tonight I need you. So don't worry about a thing, girl.
Oh.
Girl, tonight we're gonna play. Make it stop, drop, slow. Ayo, lady, grind it on this floor like it's special. Get it on this floor, cause I said so. Got you moaning while you sweating on this table. Baby, make it stop, drop, slow. K-O. Got you dripping, girl, tonight there's no pretending. Got you screaming cause you loving all those inches. Making love like you the only on this globe. K-O special. Oh, 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 baby, this the K.O. special. Oh, 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 say, baby, this the K.O. special. Oh, oh, say, baby, this the K.O. special. Looking like an angel when I stare deep within your eyes, girl. Girl, I'll never disappoint, baby. This is what we do, girl.
I'm taking off your clothes, babe.
So get ready for this ride, baby girl. Tonight I need you.
Need you, need you.
So don't worry about a thing. Make it stop, drop, slow.
So
baby, grind it on this floor like it's special.
Like it's special.
Get it on this floor, cause I said so. Got
so.
You moaning while you sweating,
baby,
on this table. Baby, make it stop,
yeah,
drop, slow. K.O. Got you dripping, girl, tonight there's no pretending. Got you screaming cause you loving all those inches. Making love like you the only on the globe. Make it stop, drop, slow. K.O. Lady, grind it on this floor like it special. Get it on this floor, cause I said so. Got you moaning while you sweating on this table. Baby, make it stop, drop slow. Tonight there's no pretending. Got you screaming cause you loving all the bitches. Making love like you the only on this globe.
It's the K.O. Special.
Don't regret where I started. That made me who I am. The streets is hella heartless, and it came with lots of jams. Many homies have departed, or they locked up in the pen. So I keep these others guarded, cause I can't do this shit again. Put the city on my back, because I'm trying to make a change. So many things people lack, and pray and fix a fucking thing. Living life by the bootstrap, but somebody please explain. You can do it for a decade, but yet they still see you the same. When you just want to advance, they tell you to stay in your lane. All I need is a chance, the investment it won't be in vain. I'm not out here acting shifty, I'm not out here breaking bad. On the road just like a gypsy, out here collecting bags. Steady running like it's 2 a day, the record spinning like a hurricane. Took a minute just to get to this, that's okay, it's just growing pain. Use the music as the Novocaine, moving west like the Zephyr train. Tear it down to imprint my name, and keep evolving like a COVID strain. Fill my heart, every one of you, clear my path so you can follow too. You ain't gotta hide, stand by your side, plus give you a clear view. Yeah, I'm over being ridiculed, been through it so I'm now immune. How you niggas done created fuel, and now I'm walking to my own tomb.
The only time you fail is when you fall down and stay down. When you connect to the silence within you. That is when you can make sense of the disturbance going on around you. The true measure of success is how many times you bounce back from failure.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's go. I'm not leaving until I'm a legend.
Yeah, J3, Rebel, let's go.
I'm not leaving until I'm a legend.
Hurt Locker, Rebels,
I'm not leaving until I'm a legend.
Born ready.
I'm not leaving until I'm a legend.
And welcome back on the Selena Michelle Show. This is your girl, Selena Michelle. And we've got that question today. And today we have my fam, my cousin, Mr., you know, living legend himself, Jay Breeze, is on the line. Jay Breeze, the Rebel, excuse me, let me make sure I say it all right. How you doing, man?
I'm good, how you doing?
Man, no complaints, man, trying to recoup from this birthday weekend. That's about
yeah.
Yeah, I've turned up all weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good, you know what I'm saying, just... worked on some music and chill with the fam for a little bit, but other than that, you know, just working and chilling with family.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed that game this weekend, huh?
Man, you know it. I was actually sitting with Pops. I was actually sitting with Pops, your uncle. We watched the game together.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that's nice. How often do y'all do that? Not very often. How often do y'all get to do that?
Probably about 2 times a year.
Was you down here?
Huh?
Were you in Texas?
No, he lives here in Nebraska.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
Gotcha. Okay, so for those who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody who you are, where you reside, because we know that you're not a Texas, you know, legend, but family ties are. And, of course,
right.
Your ties to them damn Cowboys is, too, for some reason, but it's okay. I digress.
yeah, it's J.B. the Rebel, originally from, was raised in Chicago, Illinois, but currently reside in Omaha, Nebraska.
right. And you are, what type of artist would you consider yourself to be?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What type of artist would you consider yourself to be?
An artist like me, man, I'm just going to say I'm a realist. I like, when it comes to my music and the type of artist that I am, it's reality. It's not fabricated. It's not that I'm talking about stuff that I'm going to do or stuff that I, or you know, just fake stuff that I say that I've done. It's real. It's my reality. It's what I see with my two eyes, situations that either people in my life have dealt with or things that I've dealt with myself.
Right, right. And what made you get into music?
Music's been a part of me since the third grade. I've been a musician my whole life. Started off as a trumpet player. I could sing. I was, you know, choir singer, sang in the choir. Started playing the trumpet at a young age. Yeah. And then played the trumpet all the way until I graduated high school. So, you know, I've been around music my whole life.
Right. So when was your first album or your first single? When did you drop that? And what was the name?
The first single I dropped was I Run This, and I dropped it when I lived in Iowa. That was the first song I ever dropped. It was called I Run This. It was on a project I made called Underrated.
Underrated. Gotcha. And I know that you are, you know, no longer signed. You're a free agent now, right? Is that what we call y'all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just we were moving in different ways. And, you know, I have respect for nothing but respect for the company I was with. You know, I've been rolling with them since probably 2009. But, you know, it just, you know, the way I write and the way that I want to distribute my music to the public and to the community, it's just they don't see eye to eye. And, you know, of course, hip-hop is not a focus for some people. And since, you know, I don't do country music, I'm not a pop singer or anything like that, that, you know, I just didn't fit the mold at that time. So it was just time for me to, you know, find my own lane again.
So do you plan on signing again? Knowing what you know now about the industry?
I mean, if the right business comes up, more of a distribution side thing than like just a full-blown label deal, it would be, you know, because, you know, I'd rather just build Hurt Locker and build the artists that I have under me than, you know, go through the whole, you know, obstacle and jumping through hoops.
Right. Now, you do know there's an option now where labels can, you know, you can be your own distribution. So do you plan on taking that route?
I mean, if it comes to me on the table and everything makes sense, yeah.
Right, right, right. I'll fit you on that. So besides, do you have any hobbies outside of music?
Yeah, I mean, I have some hobbies. It's, you know, I'm a gamer. I like playing video games. I don't get to do it often. But, but yeah, you know, I got video games. I'm a gamer. I like to play Madden and, like, you know, shooter games, things like that. Sometimes I do that, play online.
Maybe cheat.
And then, you know, they do. They do. Other than that, man, I like football. I used to coach football for 3 years. I coached middle school football. So, I mean, I've been really trying to find an opportunity where I can coach in Nebraska and get back to coaching football since, you know, I'm 35 years old. There's no point in me playing anymore, but at least coaching still keeps me around the game.
Right, right. Understand that. So what strengths do you have that you believe make your music great or make you a great musician?
What makes me a great musician, I feel, is that I like to find something different. Like, I know there's sometimes, like, you find a beat and the beat, you know, the snare and the bass may have the same feel as everything else, but I like to find little things in the beat that are different, whether it's somebody like harmonizing in the background or a bagpipe or a French horn or something like that. You know, like, I like to find those. Yeah, I like to find those things that people really don't think about or they don't think that would fit in a rap beat. I like to find those type of things to make it work, especially like old school music samples from like music from like the 70s and the 60s and things like that. Like, I like to find stuff like that because I feel like, you know, that's where music started. And, you know, so many people use those things, but some people forget about it. And I like to go back in the past and find something that you can use in today's music, you know, and that's the type of stuff that makes my music different.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is your favorite to least favorite part about being a musician?
My favorite part of being a musician is just being able to express what I want to express without anybody telling me I can or I can't. It's an avenue for me to, you know, like therapy. And then with the least thing that I don't like is probably sometimes those super long hours where you get up in the morning and, you know, before I had my studio, you know, I'd get up on Saturday morning and go to the studio at 8 a.m. and I'd be there till, you know, 11 p.m., midnight.
Just working off stuff.
Just working.
So you make
your
own
beat? No, I don't. I used to, and my older brother used to make beats, but now I started outsourcing. My engineer also makes beats. So sometimes I get beats from him. Sometimes I have like other beat makers and producers that I've really grown a relationship with over the years. And I kind of, you know, get beats from them as well.
Hey, bro, check this out. I already know how that works. I have a producer I work with. As a matter of fact, the intro to the show is on, is a beat that, the producer that I be working with, he'll send me beats like every 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, for me to give to artists that I work with. You know what I'm saying? Because we both hate that. Everybody be getting them dang beats off of YouTube and everybody get on the same, man, say, oh my God. Whew. Yeah,
you know, and the thing about it is that, like, sometimes you get those people where they're like, they'll get a beat off of YouTube. And, I mean, that's the way the producers have to, you know, get an avenue for people to hear their beats.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to make sure that the paperwork's right. Like, you know, like you got beat makers out here, they'll download a beat and then they'll just record over it and it still got the tag in it or things like that. So that shows that, like, yeah, man, you ain't buy that beat. You know what I'm saying? But if you go down the right avenue and you go to the beat maker on YouTube or Beat Stars or whatever, and you actually pay for it, it's a different story. Cause then you're like, all right, well, y'all use that beat, but the difference between me and you is I paid for it.
Right. Right. Yeah. But I mean, some producers do like to keep their tags on too, especially when they're giving them
money. You know, and sometimes if I like the tag, I will keep the tag in the beat. I would message him and be like, yo, bro, actually, I like your tag. Leave it in the beat and send me the track with the tag at the beginning of the beat or at the end of the beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and so, like the song you played, I'm a Legend, Young Finessa, he has that tag at the beginning. I like the tag. So I was like, yeah, bro, leave that tag in there.
Right, right. And then it gives them their flowers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we go any further, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to jam one of your tunes. I'm not sure which one Rello has up next. But, yeah, let's let a couple of them play, and then we'll be right back on the Selena and Michelle Show.
Watch how I level up. Watch how I level up. I've been in the shadows and watching my prey till it's time like a predator. Keep my eyes on the prize, put my foot on the gas, I got time for competitors. I stay on my grind, not wasting my time with none of you amateurs. Watch when I level up. 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 I've been in the kitchen and whipping this gumbo, put stacking this cheddar up. Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up. It didn't matter, I was underrated, yet debated. If I ever go and make it, nah, just face it. Argument has been deflated. Problem child, I just made some complications. Kinda wild, and that just gives you condensation. Activate, cause I done leveled up the greatness. Stacked the pile, I never had to fight for cases. Lost my style, and now I had to alter gauges. I've been sitting in the venue, watching every last move. Nothing that I gotta prove, I get it with my clicker. We're starting in the mat, too, and writing in my dorm room. Now I'm trying to state looter rebels in the mix. I've been waiting for a minute till the people came and listen. Now I'm blow up with the scene like the Big Bad Wolf. Cooking heat up in the kitchen, cause I'm steady on a mission, and I'm coming with a finish, and I'm aimed at.
Stay on top like a hat do, keep inking tracks like a tattoo. Cutting words like a haiku, braid sharp like a Ginsu. I was mic'd up with the 1-2, you a halftime like you two. Won't leave till I'm on the map like the GOAT did back in 02.
Watch how I level up.
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 I've been in the shadows and watching my prey till it's time like a predator. Keep my eyes on the prize, put my foot on the gas, I got time for competitors. I stay on my grind, not wasting my time with none of you amateurs. Watch when I level up.
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 Watch when I level up. I've been in the kitchen and whipping this gumbo, put stacking this cheddar up. Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up. Watch how I level up. New diamonds in the watch, blew the bezel up. Niggas beefing over hoes, they ain't never fuck. I'm a rapper, motherfucker, get your cheddar up. Got a lock and a Benz and a Hemi truck. Cause you riding through the city with your semi-tuck. Your bitch ride shotgun and she finna fuck. I blew the bitch a shotgun, not a trick stuck. She say, take it, you special, make me feel different. You give me wetter and wetter. I say, you extra, bitch, you be tripping. I'm busy getting this paper. I'm in Nebraska, rolling with Bree. He told me that he had some haters. Don't worry about nothing, I saw we got choppers. I snuck in the club with the razor. Bitch, nigga, you ain't on my level. Fuck nigga, I'm along in the ghetto. Call of Duty guns, you ain't seen this metal. Hop in my two-seater, pop the clutch, hit the pedal.
Let's go.
Bitch nigga, you ain't on my level.
What?
Fuck nigga, I'm along in the ghetto.
Hey.
Call of Duty guns,
hey.
You ain't seen this metal. Hop
hey.
In my two-seater, pop
hey.
The clutch,
hey.
Hit the pedal,
hey.
I'm gone.
Watch how I level up.
Watch how I level up.
Watch how I level up.
I've been in the shadows and watching my prey till it's time like a predator. Keep my eyes on the prize, put my foot on the gas, I got time for competitors. I stay on my grind, not wasting my time with none of you amateurs. Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up. Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up. I've been in the kitchen and whipping this gumbo, put stacking this cheddar up. Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
Watch when I level up.
You are now tuned in with The Selena Show, the hottest show in Dallas, Texas on IFM Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Bags. Came from nothing, this the sequel. Shaking shit up like a seizure. Boss been nothing but ether.
Powered up just like Vegeta. They won't beef, wrap them up like fajita. Bitch, that straight to the point with no teasers. Nigga get lean like the Tower of Pisa. Then we gon' cut his ass up like a pizza. I be rocking some shit, I'm on top of this shit like a toupee. 18 wheeler, no brakes, ain't no stopping this shit. Nigga popping they lips, it's a new way. Nigga get knocked for a brick like Ding Dong Ditch. Tryna ball like a bitch, no 2K. Lick hit the mall for a fit, gotta crawl for the sprint. Not the size of the dog, it's the brawl in the pit. Now we all in the mix. Trap got a line like we giving something free. I done double down now, I'm really living my dreams. I'ma get my cheese before I give you my meat. Got a 100-round drum if you hating on me. Nigga won't bet, better place it on me. Got a problem, don't type it, nigga say what you mean. Can't leave it alone, just wait on his meme. Either way, I'ma make it, just wait on his team. Let's be clear, who fucking with the mob? Big Fetty Fettuccine, yeah, they treat me like a god. These real boys, yeah, the hardest in the part. It's a difference between a rapper and an artist, ain't it, huh? Laughing at these niggas in the target, and I'm smashing on these puns on their asses with the action on the lungs. Yeah. Pulling out the Ruger's masked up, Fetty Kruger, F&E, blow his ass all the way to Kingdom Come.
Let's go.
From nothing, this the sequel.
Ooh.
Shaking shit up like a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss been nothing but ether.
Ooh.
Powered up just like Vegeta. They won't beef, wrap them up like fajita. This that straight to the point with no teasers. Nigga get lean like the Tower of Pisa. Then we gon' cut his ass up like a pizza. Came from nothing, this the sequel.
Ooh.
Shaking shit up like a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss been nothing but ether.
Ooh.
Powered up just like Vegeta. They won't beef, wrap them up like fajita. This that straight to the point with no teasers. Nigga get lean like the Tower of Pisa. Then we gon' cut his ass up like a pizza. Back off in this bitch, running through shit like an athlete.
Yeah.
Pack an extra clip for your click in the backseat. Hear the lat creep, better duck like Daffy. All you hear is skirt and a long beat. On G, there for a minute, left for a minute, juiced up. Thinking shit sweet, do them cold, that's a cool cup. Straight emulation, I'ma catch him white booty. Gon' want retaliation when he still with a boots up. Man can't stand a look at her like Medusa. No, he won't smoke, that's why I always got my hookah. Try to make a scene, I'ma turn it to a blooper. Worst nightmare, just call me Fetty Kruger. Elm Street shit, a butter rim, fitting like Birdie. Beat and hurt a nigga, make me dirty, nigga, I'm him. Address me, watch the tone and the way you wordy. Hit you with 30, long range, Steph Curry, nigga. Smooth as jerking, shooting like it's a series, no commercial. Out the window, chop a swing, swag, surfer, nigga. Better know that I'm about what I'm talking. Been walking like I'm Herschel, nigga. Like a nigga spin a block, literally running circles. Soon as I sense I out, my hitters following the cursor, nigga. In a minute, worth a million, nigga. Want a feature, get it now, make it worth it, nigga. Came from nothing, this the sequel.
Ooh.
Shaking shit up like a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss been nothing but ether.
Ooh.
Powered up just like Vegeta. They won't beef, wrap them up like fajita. This that straight to the point with no teasers. Nigga get lean like the Tower of Pisa. Then we gon' cut his ass up like a pizza. Came from nothing, this the sequel.
Ooh.
Shaking shit up like a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss been nothing but ether.
Ooh.
Powered up just like Vegeta. They won't beef, wrap them up like fajita. This that straight to the point with no teasers. Nigga get lean like the Tower of Pisa. Then we gon' cut his ass up like a pizza.
Will it be banging?
No cap, boy.
Bitch, I'm rap, mommy.
Ouch.
Don't get slapped, my nose ring.
It hurt.
I got racks, old money.
Downtown.
Your whole gang, low budget.
Damn.
We won't smoke, grease fire.
Hot.
Bitch, I'm dope, re-rock.
Cut.
I pull wide, knee high.
Rocky.
I smoke die.
Ice on my body, little nigga chill.
Damn.
I done pop 1, 2, 3 X pills. All these straps, Tomb Raider.
Damn.
Broke nigga don't get no favor. Too much done, Julio on my table. Bitch, I'm in the field, Florida Gator. House in the hill, no neighbor.
Stuck 20 P's in a trailblazer. I'm a hot snow, I'm a hellraiser.
Yeah.
Popping these perks like lifesavers.
Well, I done poked drink Rudy's chicken, had too much season.
Ouch.
I done shot dice with the deacon.
It hurt.
My bitch look white, she Belizean.
Kick ass.
We smoke Zion. Trap, I beat up the pot immediately. My wrist, Michael Jackson socks, twiddling.
Ooh.
Bitch, we strapped up like CLD.
I
took your bitch on the shopping spree. She taking pictures like TMZ.
Damn.
I just might fly out to Italy. We make a film on the Hennessy.
Ooh.
I make sure that bitch remember me.
Ooh. Really, I'm loving the chemistry.
I love it.
The drug got my heart, Kimberly.
Damn.
My house got a lot of amenities.
Ooh.
Let's split this then, halftime. Coast Prime. Diamonds gon' sing side dollar sign.
Diamonds gon' sing like genuine. You not a real nigga, you'll never mind. Might leave you red like a stop sign. Bitch, I'll buy you on the sideline.
Pop my trunk, hammer time. I hop out the phone, camera time. I slide on your porch, Amazon. That Draco E, Benny Hunt. Your T-Jones whipping like Bug Mama. Your stop be drinking too much Costa. I done pop a perk up in Foot Locker. I done read up, hit the hood doctor. Niggas be dissing, not helping.
No.
Sipping more green than the self. Fucking more weed than Willie Nelson. Bullets so hot, your heart melting. Ah!
Got a bad yellow, better echo, telling no, all that I'm calling them a chinchilla. No, I don't do love letters, I'll beat the pussy up, death, damn vendetta. See a bad bitch, go get her. Black diamonds on for Coretta. Yeah.
Got a cougar bitch that give me money, she got a groove back like Stella.
Like Stella.
Yeah, yeah, nigga had to nail her. It ain't really much you can tell her.
No.
Told my brother you can never trust a bitch, these hoes gon' change like the weather.
Corvette fast, Tyreek. I done put Gucci on the dashi. Pop two blue dolphins for Shark Week. Little nigga can't ride, need a car seat. We got shop, big dope. Beat up the pop, my wrist broke. I be hot, sick go. Bitch, I done bought a pint with some crypto. Ha!
Yes, and we are back on the Selena Special. And we have our guest, Jay Bleeker Level. He's on the line. And you guys can feel free to call in. It's 515-605-9898. If you guys would like to ask him any questions or any questions. So, yes, sir. You there?
Yep, I'm here. Yep.
Okay. So, now we're going to put you in a little hot seat for a little bit. So, what do people misunderstand about you the most?
People think I'm not approachable. They don't think that, they kind of find me a little bit intimidating. They think
you
that...
You think?
Yeah, you know, so they don't think I'm approachable, but I'm actually quite approachable, especially like at venues or if we're performing or if we're on the road and stuff. Like, we will talk the whole ride, like, you know, instead of like just driving in silence with the music playing. Like, we gonna discuss, we gonna politic, we gonna talk about music, we gonna talk about sports. We're going to talk about everything, you know, and that's just how it is. You know, I did a show in Iowa, and this teenage girl comes, and she's like, comes to my table, and I'm like talking to her or whatever, and she's like, oh, I thought you, she goes, at first I thought you looked kind of scary, and I didn't want to come talk to you, but you're actually really, really cool. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. I've never done it where... People think that I'm just like some, you know, like some hardcore dude that just doesn't want to talk to nobody. But honestly, I don't mind talking to anybody.
Right. So what's your favorite childhood memory?
Man. Honestly, just kicking it with the homies. A lot of the artists that are part of Hurt Locker Entertainment have been the homies that I've known since high school, even maybe middle school. And, you know, we used to hang out on the porch and freestyle and write music, or we walk the city with a boombox and just rap while we walk through the entire city just because there was nothing else to do, you know. And so we literally just like walked the streets with a boombox and would freestyle, and sometimes we'd stop at the park and freestyle for people, or stop at a restaurant or something, and people be outside sitting on the patio and they hear us rapping, and we just stop and rap with them there. Like, it was just the best memory because we did it all summer long.
Yeah, that does sound like fun. Is it pretty cold up there? Like, what is the weather like up there? Because you're in Nebraska,
man,
right? I mean, that's not usually a place that you hear our kind of people at, but I'm pretty sure we're there.
yeah, there's a lot of them. Like, especially on the north end of Omaha, it's flooded. But I mean, it's hit and miss up here. Like, living in Nebraska, like, you could get lucky and never see snow. And you just get some cold weather. But then some years you get snow and you'll get, like, you know, like 4 or 5 feet of snow. It just depends on the year. Because 1 year, we didn't get a lick of snow. It got cold for a little bit, but then after that, it was pretty much in, like, the 60s for the rest of the time. But then, like, other years, it gets to, like, negative 30, and you'll get a bunch of snow.
Did you just say
like,
negative 30?
Yes, negative 30.
What is this? That's from Steve.
Yeah, living
and
in
you're
Iowa.
Still there because, golly.
It's cheaper. Like, it's cheap to live. It's cheap to live, you know what I'm saying? Like that's why I lived in Iowa for, like, so long. Because Iowa was so cheap. Like, I could rent a 5-bedroom house in Iowa for, like, $500 a month.
But what's the price of you know, pay, though? Did they pay you?
I never got paid the minimum wage. The minimum wage is trash all over. So, I mean, you know, like, it's $7.25 in Iowa. But I made like $15 an hour, so, you know, I was above that minimum wage.
Right, right. Yeah, that's definitely enough to cover that $500 rent. Jeez. Well, see, that it'd be sounding so tempting because, like, I'm ready to get out of Texas. I'm not going to lie. I've been saying it for the longest, and I plan on it in the next 2 years. I plan on leaving Texas. I just don't know where I'm going.
Right.
Because California is not an option. It is too
expensive. Not with them prices.
Yeah, it is too expensive up there. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I want to go. But
yeah.
So what would you consider your biggest failure, and what did you learn from that experience?
Biggest failure was I think my biggest failure was going to college.
Was what?
It was going to college.
Oh, why?
And it was just because it wasn't like going to college is a bad thing. It was just because I wasn't a good student. I'm not a textbook savvy student. Like,
right.
I don't like to sit in a classroom and read a book and answer papers and type, you know, essays. Like, if I can do something hands-on and I actually can, like, do it physically, then
like
I'm
the
a great
school,
student.
Basically.
Yeah, like a trade school.
Go in here and learn what the hell I came in here for and get the hell out of here.
Right, yeah, but, you know, they didn't give you that option back then. It wasn't like, you know, when I was in high school, they didn't say, hey, you know what, we see you're trying in school, but maybe regular college isn't your thing. Maybe you should, like, look into a trade school. They didn't give you that option. They was like, either go to college or work a dead-end job, pretty much.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not staying here. I'm not staying in Chicago, bro. Like, I don't know why y'all think that. So I left and went to college, but I just didn't do well.
Right.
And, you know, instead of me trying to find somebody to help me to do better in college, I just was like, I'm done with it. I'm just going to walk away from it. So I ended
up
putting myself
in. But then didn't walk away with you.
Right, yeah. And I just ended up walking away with a lot of debt, you know, and, you know, not understanding what a credit score was and things like that. So, you know, it really affected me financially to build my music career because of that fact. So I just learned about how important those types of things are from that mistake.
Right.
And
it's not really something that's taught.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
If anything, just being real with everybody and being a voice in the community, helping and giving back. Like, that's always been my thing. even after when I left college, I ended up working with kids. And that was like the most, that was probably the most rewarding job I ever had. I worked with kids to help them get out of the system and be able to integrate back into the community. And that was probably the most rewarding job ever.
Mm, yeah. What's the best compliment you've ever been given?
Say what?
What's the best compliment you've ever been given?
Best compliment was that I'm patient. People don't understand how I'm so patient. I'm not an impatient person. So I'm pretty chill. So it could be about anything. If somebody's angry, people are fighting, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a deadline or something like that. Or I kind of just chill. I'm just like, all right, if you don't have it in time, that's fine. Like I can do something else. You know, I always have a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. So,
right.
You know, but I'm not going to badger you about it. I'm not going to sit here and get frustrated and flustered about it. Like life's too short for me to be sitting here getting flustered about something that I could just pivot and do something else.
True. Redirects your energy to something positive.
Exactly.
Yep. So what's an insult you've received that you're proud of?
An insult? Oh, let's see. I've never been asked this question. Let me think about that one for a second.
I think it's getting nasty.
The best insult, the most insult that I'm proud of. Okay, let's see. Probably being called a nerd, honestly. And it's
you're
just
a gamer?
Because no, not even because I'm a gamer. Because everything that I study or look up, I really use in my music. So, like I wrote a song called Vent that I put out, and that song I literally used quotes from like Aristotle and Socrates. Like I literally studied like philosophers from like the 1800s and the 1700s, and I put that in my music. I did, you know, and a lot of times, like if I'm not playing video games and I'm getting ready to write music, I'm literally watching like the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times they call me a nerd, but I'm like, I'm cool with being a nerd. Like, you know, like, so,
thank you.
That's probably the biggest insult I get is because, you know, like everybody else is like, yeah, I want to go to Florida. I want to go hang out at the beach, or I want to go to California and do this. And they're like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, I want to go to the Smithsonian Museum.
Yeah, you get that side looking pause, huh?
Right, yeah, you know. But it's like I can learn something there and use
right.
it somewhere. So
right, and it's beneficial later.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so out of all the jobs that you've had in your life thus far, what has been your favorite thus far?
My favorite job, probably the job working with kids. That job, I worked that job for a decade.
Oh wow, that's a long time.
That was the longest job I've ever had, and I've never found another job that I enjoyed as much. And it was just because, you know, I always had a thing for kids. My dad always told me that I had a thing for children, where kids would draw themselves to me growing up, and where I could connect with them and talk to them at their level. So, you know, when I took that job, it was like the best job for me. Working with those kids, and I was working with kids all over the state of Iowa, all over the state of Minnesota, and, you know, helping them either reunite with their parents or I was helping them find forever homes with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and these were kids that were either had behaviors where they were like physically abusive, or they were kids that were traumatized from abuse. And, you know, working with them to give them the opportunity to, you know, go back into society and live a normal life was probably that was like my favorite job.
Sounds like it was fun. It does sound like it was fun. Do you ever hear from any of those kids or know what's going on with them now?
Yeah, they find me all the time and they message me and they always thank me. I never thought they would ever find me. But the last couple of years, I was getting a lot of messages from them like, oh, man, I've been looking for you for years, and I just want to say thank you and how much you've changed my life. And sometimes they talk about how they listen to my music and it helps them. And,
aww.
You know, and you know, that's the thing that I never thought I was going to receive that. But when they find me and message me, it does. It makes me feel excited.
Oh, that's good. It's nice to be able to touch people's lives and change them. You know, let these kids know that people still do care. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, if you can go back and give your 18-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't mess it. Respect your credit, man. Like, put your money away. Like, I was crazy with my money as a young kid. And I think about it now, and I'm like, man, I could literally be sitting on a gold mine. Like, at 18 years old, I had no bills other than a cell phone bill.
Yeah.
And I was working a full-time job, and I could have put that money away, and I could have focused on building my credit and actually put myself in a good financial hole than where I'm at right now.
Right.
And my music, of course, would be way further and then me trying to find financial, you know, having that financial hold on the things you can do musically. I wouldn't be doing that right now. And I probably wouldn't be working a full-time job right now other than doing music.
Right. Yeah, bet. Tell me about the three most influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
I have to say my two band teachers, Mr. Say and Mr. Reimer, they pushed me to my limit when it came to music. Walking in there as a third grader with a trumpet who didn't know how to play a single note, they pushed me, and Mr. Say saw a lot in me as a musician. He would sign me up for every band competition. He would sign me up for like honors band, and in Illinois, it's pretty much they take all the kids that have ranked as first place instrument players for every instrument in the state of Illinois. And you go to a band college in Chicago, and you're playing college-level band music as a middle schooler.
Wow.
And
that's
so
impressive.
he would put me in that thing every year. So I was learning college composition music in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Mm.
And
now,
then
do you,
when
do
I
have
got...
kids? Do you have kids now?
No. Nope, I don't have any kids.
Just nieces and nephews.
Yeah, a lot of nieces and nephews. And I don't know. I did that, and then when I got to high school, Mr. Reimer did the same thing, put me in a lot of band competitions. I traveled with the band to competitions in like Tennessee, and Chicago, and all these other places. And then during study hall, he brought me into the band room and taught me every instrument, taught me how to read the music. Taught me music composition, and then even let me use the band room to write music.
Wow.
So,
But you don't play anything now, though?
No, I had to sell my trumpet for when I was in college because I was broke.
Yes.
So. And then
do you think
you'll
start
that
playing?
I want to. I want to buy another trumpet, but they're kind of pricey right now. But I do want to buy another trumpet.
Okay. Okay, now, the third person, before I jump another question in.
Yeah, and the third person, I'd probably say... Man, I don't know. We got to think about that one.
Well, you can think about it. We'll pause.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to some more music right quick before we get, you know, get our last round of questions in before we get up out of here. Because, yeah, my voice is about to play. So, yeah. Yeah, you guys are tuning in to the Celine and Sal Show. Yeah. And we'll do that right after this.
I feel like I got something to prove, you hear me? We all got it, man. We all got something to prove. So we y'all got a story to tell. I don't think people really just hearing me. Right. They listening to me, but they not hearing me. So shit, I feel like it's how I gotta wake them up. You know what I mean?
Since I was 13, bitch, I been on my own, but these niggas ain't chasing this cream. We done got a little bitty bitch that she wore my train. I don't know, but her pussy can't cream. And bend her over and fuck out a spleen. We done steady taking them losses, can't deal. And I might fuck around, pop a pill. If you niggas don't like me, then kill me. Bitch, I been on a mission and stack me a million. Don't give a fuck how you fuck niggas feeling. These bitches keep dirt on my name while they tripping. All in my city, they won't keep me slipping. Go to the view just to get me a pack. Better look at the score, who I'm getting them facts. And I'm something like I'm Zeke, and I'm running it back. And I'm never alone, bitch. I keep me a strap. Check out my resume verified. Bitch, I keep my receipts, I ain't never lied. These niggas go forward when it's grinding time. They testing on their neck, but I want the spine. Mama Leslie just told me go get it. I jumped off the porch, how you ripping too seedy. Put the seat on recline while she slapping the stick. I'ma smack on her ass while I play with them titties. I just keep walking on beat, got these labels up all in me. 2019, I took out like a rocket. She looked to the script like a doctor prescribing. She young and Lamac on the top, I'm not hot as beat. Call me a savage, no switching the topic. I got the lettuce, the cabbage, and broccoli. Haters, they want me to quit. Ain't no stopping me, Holly and Gotti and 3 on some mobbing shit. All of my chains and they came from Manhattan. CD boys on the book and they study be cash. While I'm counting this money, a nigga be lag. And I don't wanna feature, you niggas be tagged. They flex on the book while a nigga be poppin' shit. He think he the greatest, little buddy, just stop it. Be give me a check, bitch, I know that I'm about this shit. 300,000, I think that I'm out of shit. On the book, I'm on go mode. Stretching this money, I make some investments. I smoke all this kush, I'm in slow mo. These hoes taking pictures, no GoPro. Bitch, I been in the streets, I'm a savage. And I'm chasing this money, no cap. Bitch, in my time to shine. I ain't no slag, and I'm all by my paper, can't text that nigga, no crack. All of the book, I'm on go mode. Stretching this money, I make some investments. I smoke all this kush, I'm in slow mo. These hoes taking pictures, no GoPro. Bitch, I been in the streets, I'm a savage. And I'm chasing this money, no cap. Bitch, in my time to shine, ain't no slag. And I'm all by my paper, can't text that nigga, no crack. All in my corner, unlimited rounds. Cush in my body, it's making me clown. I look at my bitch like it's about to go down. 20 months in it, he got the shit down. My daughter just told me she look up to me. Got a stun in these streets, cause I murdered these beats. If you niggas want war, then a nigga want beef. And I rip B&B to the boy D.I.E. Shout out to Kino. All in the paint, got you boy shooting free throws. Bitch, I just beat up the beat like I'm Debo. Haters be running they mouth, nigga, we know. They say that I'm deadly and lethal like chemo. Chasing the bag while your pocket's on zero. All in the view, nigga, R.I.P. hero. My diamonds are swimming like fishes, no Nemo. Had to get slayed by the quantity. You niggas be faking the game and you niggas be capping. I say what I want. On the beat, I get high like a sauna. And my bitch, she gets spoiled like she mama. And she don't give a fuck about no drama. All she won't do is keep chasing cum. With Lil Mac and you know how she coming. Bitch, she Madonna. I'm on go mode. Stretching this money, I make some investments. I smoke all this kush, I'm in slow mo. These hoes taking pictures, no GoPro. Bitch, I been in the streets, I'm a savage. And I'm chasing this money, no cap. Bitch, in my time, to shine ain't no slag. And I'm out by my paper, can't text it, nigga, no crack. All of the book, I'm on go mode. Stretching this money, I make some investments. I smoke all this kush, I'm in slow mo. These hoes taking pictures, no GoPro. Bitch, I been in the streets, I'm a savage. And I'm chasing this money, no cap. Bitch, in my time, to shine ain't no slag. And I'm out by my paper, can't text it, nigga.
And welcome back. We're on with Selena Michelle and Jay Bree the Rebel.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Okay, so where was I? So what's one piece of advice you would give someone starting out in the music industry?
You can't do it alone. Nobody does it alone. You got to build a team. There's not one artist in this industry that has done every little bitty thing by themselves.
That is true. And in your opinion, what is the most important personality trait or strength someone would need to have to be in this industry and to be successful?
They got to be able to take criticism because you're going to get criticism everywhere you go. And you can't just – that's the thing. You got to have I'm trying to think of the word. You gotta have you gotta be strong when it comes to those things, because people are gonna tell you things, no matter how good somebody in your hometown tells you that you are. There's 50 other states here. There's a whole world out there. Like, just because these small group of people will tell you that there ain't nothing wrong with your music and that you're just dope as you are, that's not always true. And there's always room for improvement.
Definitely. And let's see. The name. Yeah. Where does the name stem from?
Jay Breed stands for just me being a lyrical artist. When I chose the name, it was the time where lyrical hip hop wasn't really a thing in music anymore. A lot of people were shying away from the lyrical hip hop. They called it, you know, conscious hip hop, conscious music. A lot of people were kind of swaying away from that type of lyricism. And so it was kind of like, all right, so, you know, lyrical hip hop is kind of a dying breed right now. A lot of people are kind of swaying away from that. And the J comes from when I was supposed to be born. I was supposed to be named something completely different. I was supposed to be named Jacob. But the problem was I was supposed to die at birth. So the doctor told my parents that he was going to do anything to make sure that I survived. So when I did survive, I was given a different name. So so it was just kind of like, you know, a rebirth of who I am as an artist, and a new page of who I am as a person. So I pretty much just put them together and made Jay Breed.
Gotcha. Okay. So, would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska? And why?
I'd say Alaska, and that's because I've lived in Hawaii. I've already been there. So, you know, I live there, and it's a great place. It's a beautiful place and awesome, but I like to travel, and I like seeing new places. So a place like Alaska would be dope to see.
I don't know. I get vampire vibes, you know, every time I think of Alaska and the wolf, werewolf stuff. So, yeah. what is that damn movie with vampires and goddamn werewolves that everybody was going crazy over? Twilight. Would you rather win the lottery or work at a perfect job, and why? And what would the perfect job be?
Music. So I wouldn't technically need the lottery.
Okay. Would you want to be stranded on a desert island with your mate or your mom?
I love my mama, but my mate. No, that ain't about to happen. I love my mama, but no. She be having me. Right. She be giving me chores on the island. No, I'm good.
You would never rest. If money was no object, what would you do all day besides music?
I'd go watch the Cowboys. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. After my, you know, my uncle, he was a diehard Cowboy fan. Rest in peace. Okay. But, you know, I go watch the game. And,
right. Have you ever been to one?
You know, no, I've never been to a Cowboy game yet. So that's kind of on my bucket list. I also travel, like go to Paris, go to New Zealand, places like that, just to see them. Living in Hawaii and being part of the Samoan culture, I definitely would love to go and see other places that have that Samoan culture. And just be in that presence again. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I travel a lot.
Okay. So if you can go back in time, what year would you travel to?
Ooh. What year would I travel to? I'd probably say back to, like 2010.
Why? What happened in 2010?
2010 was when music was, for me, was actually really popping. But that was right before I lost my vision, where I lost a few years from doing music. But I had a lot of opportunities in 2010 that I had to throw away. And I would go back and make sure I pursued those.
Got you. What is the best gift you have ever been given?
The best gift. Actually, my car. My car. Right now, my car is probably the best gift I've ever been given.
And what's the worst?
A pack of socks.
Don't tell me it was a great. It was an Elder, right?
You know it was an Elder. They
yeah,
all give you socks and underwear.
Yep, that sounds about right. Aside from necessities, what is one thing you could not go a day without?
What can I go with? What couldn't I go without? Probably a stereo, man. I gotta listen to something, whether it's classical music, whether it's R&B or anything. Like, I gotta listen to music. Music is it keeps me grounded. It's not
right.
Just hip hop. It's just whatever, whatever type of music I can get my hands on. That's what matters.
Okay. And list two pet peeves.
Two pet peeves. People who walk outside barefoot. And
sorry, I do it all the time. I'm sorry. The California thing.
Well, you know, when you live in the country, you live in Omaha, and, you know, there's gravel road and stuff. People just be outside walking in gravel roads. It's just weird. And then the other one is probably people who even they mouth open.
Oh, God, yeah. I have to breathe down that one. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Doing my career full-time and just enjoying life, enjoying the family, man, spending more time with my family. And just being able to enjoy more life than working all the time.
Yeah. At least enjoy it, huh? All right. And the last question before we get up out of here is, what is one question you wish I had asked you, and how would you have answered it?
Question, you know, I wish you could add, you should ask me. Probably just about the future of Hurt Locker and what we got going,
and how would you answer
that? You know, we got some very talented artists that are coming out. Shout outs to my artist Jay Lively, young guy, young cat, has a lot of potential, has a lot of hunger. But, you know, he's just growing as an artist and my homie Stacks Seven, who's been with me since middle school, and you know what he's building, and what he's coming out with soon. You know, just they believe in the vision, and we're constantly putting together, you know, music and projects and stuff, and we're riding this wave. We're all in with Hurt Locker, and our plan is to constantly grow this.
So I know I'm gonna be expecting some songs coming this evening, huh?
Let me see what you're working with. I got you. I sent you one. I got some more for you. I'll send you a few more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know what you're working with, so yeah. You got skills, sir. You got skills. I have to give it to you. I really do enjoy the music. Not even gonna lie, I'm not just making a good sound, because if I don't like it, you know I'm gonna let you know. Because I sure would listen.
Exactly.
But, okay, so before we get up out of here, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find J Breed the Rebel on all platforms, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify. If you use Pandora or you use Geezer or any like that, my music's on there. You can find me on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can find me on there as well, J Breed the Rebel.
Yep. Alrighty, well, I appreciate you. Yeah, I need to do you another page on my website too, because I deactivated the other one and did not get any of that info off of there. So yeah, I gotta start over.
just let me know and I'll get it attached to my link tree.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely we'll do that. Well, it has definitely been nice tapping in with you. I appreciate you taking the time out to chop it up with your cousin. See, that wasn't too bad, right? I made you think a lot, I know.
That's all right. I like it.
Well, you know what you got to do, though. You got a homework assignment when we get off this phone. I need you to send me some more of your artist music so I can check them out. You know, I'm
I got you. I will send it.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Selena Michelle Show. Pressure Down, it's Monday edition. New stuff is going to be coming soon. Check me out tomorrow on the Roundtable Music Review Show on Facebook and Instagram, or just go to my website, www.pressure.com. That's PRESSAHH.com. And we out of here. Good night.
Get out my body, we smell like narcotics. What you want, we got it. Perk it got me rocking. Plus I keep my rocket right here in my pocket. So you better not try me. This actor got me geek. Ain't been to sleep in days. Been up for about a week. I feel back in that phase. Ain't nothing I got me cheating. They know I get paid. I ain't gon' never change. I'm so stuck in my ways. Look at that, trying to fuck up the engine. Double cut, tryna fuck up my kidney. She with us, tryna see how we living. Fill my circle with bosses, we winning. Off the lot, see the tires keep spinning. Like I'm off the wire, we with it. Been like this ever since the beginning. Checking who, nigga, who are you kidding? You cannot play with us. The dealers and killers, you know that they stay with us. Them pills give me a rush. I'm thumbing through money and give me a paper cut. Might get out my body, mind your business. I've been geeking, I've been rolling, I can't hide it. This shit here ain't no secret. I might get out my body, we smell like narcotics. What you want, we got it. Perk it got me rocking. Plus I keep my rocket right here in my pocket. So you better not try me. This exit got me geek. Ain't been to sleep in days. Been up for about a week. I feel back in that phase. Ain't nothing I got me cheating. They know I get paid. I ain't gon' never
weak. Can't help it, I be geek. But no, I keep my heat. She say that she a freak. My fuck, but I can't keep. She's just a sneaky link. My trick, but I can't treat. Might even rub your feet. I'm getting bread now. I'm never changing, say we odds, but when I see them, they be walking with their head down. I got a bag, I never leave without that lid now. I'm going up, I'm pouring up, can't put the man down. Might get out my body, we smell like narcotics. What you want, we got it. Perky got me rocking, plus I keep my rocket right here in my pocket. So you better not try me, this traffic got me gay. Been asleep in days, been up for about a week. I fell back in that phase, ain't nothing I got be cheap. They know I get paid, I ain't gon' never change. I'm so stuck in my ways.
I don't know.